You do 1300 903 222 to call and 0487 993 222 to text. An eyesore and something from behind the Iron Curtain. That's how the member for Maryborough, Bruce Saunders, has described the Oakhurst railway station. He was speaking with the Fraser Coast Chronicle when he made those comments. Public consultation on a $12 million upgrade to the train station begins on Friday, which will give you, if you live in the area, a chance to weigh in on the final look of the station. This is off the back of the state government putting $3.5 billion into rail infrastructure funding in the budget, which includes new passenger rolling stock. Geoffrey Addison is an independent rail advocate. G'day, Geoff. Is this station much in need of a bit of a refresh, do you think?
Yeah, g'day, Annie. Look, the station was built in 1989, so it's 33 years old. I've sort of had a bit of a look at it, and I guess you could describe it as fairly austere and functional. And, yeah, I'm not quite sure that the original architect might appreciate the member's comments, but yes.
The member for Maryborough, Bruce Saunders, says it services 55,000 people a year. Is that well used for a regional station? How does that compare to others?
Yeah, look, it's in the big picture, it's probably not a lot. Say, compared to somewhere like Nambour, it's about half of what Nambour got in 2018. So these are sort of pre-COVID figures, about half of what the exhibition station gets. Equivalent stations that get around 55,000 a year back in 2018 was sort of Rosewood, Gales, Wingham and Clayfield suburbs. So it's not huge in light of numbers. I mean, in Sunshine Coast here, for example, you know, Lanthra, we get 190,000. But given that, you know, it is a nexus for the Queensland Rail travel trains, you know, they've got the Spirit of Queensland and the Bundaberg and Rocky Tilt train and the Spirit of the Outback sort of stopping off there as a main nexus. So I guess, you know, it wouldn't hurt to have a nicer looking station for tourists.
What is the state of the tracks through to the Wide Bay region? Do they need improving?
I'm not directly aware of the condition of the track. I mean, certainly I know that the bottleneck for a whole little line up to Cairns is actually up to Nambour, and that's what all the reports said, and that's, you know, that's why I've always pushed for rail duplication to Nambour. You know, the government are doing works improving the rail of the North Coast line up north. You know, they've replaced timber bridges, old timber bridges, with more modern bridges and made it safer. They've added small duplications up north as well, but none of them allow for the longer freight trains that I know that are required. But look, you know, in the area of Maryborough there, I mean, they're talking about $12 million, so that would give them a really nice station. They're also spending, you know, $200 million in that region on the new train manufacturing facility there, which I think the Premier turned a sod on just a short time ago. So, you know, it's not as if, I guess, they're going wanting for cash, but, you know, certainly it would help tourism, and that's probably a good thing for the region.
Would you like to see more investment in regional rail infrastructure across Queensland, like the purchase of the Rockhampton rail yards, for instance?
Yeah, look, I would. I mean, it's always good to, you know, build and make things in Queensland, which, you know, happened years ago and now we've sort of come back to again, because it, you know, boosts the economy and boosts things for everyone generally, rather than having money go overseas. So, you know, I welcome any investment in our rail network, provided, you know, that in this upgrade they obviously make it disability compliant, you know, making the platforms high enough so that the people in wheelchairs can just go straight onto trains and that kind of thing. So, and this will give them the opportunity to do that as well, because Queensland is well behind with regards to disability access at train stations, according to the national timetable.
Yeah, and that would make such a huge difference for people wanting to get to work or travel, etc. Geoff, great to hear your thoughts on this one. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Annie. Thank you.
Geoff Addison, an independent rail advocate. And we've been talking about the refresh of the Oakhurst rail station. The government's going to spend $12 million on it. The local member there for Maryborough, Bruce Saunders, describing it as an eyesore and something from behind the Iron Curtain. What would you like to see happen to it? So disability access is a pretty important one, isn't it? I'd love to hear from you this afternoon, 1300 903 222. And the ABC's Scott Lamond will be speaking to Bruce Saunders on Breakfast on Friday on ABC Wide Bay. If you listen to their brekkie program, you'll get all the latest from the horse's mouth there, so to speak.